checking the GPS. The Unionville Seaboard Area Patriots travel 25 miles southeast as the crow flies, or as the Red Hawk flies. Your Morning Sport Connect, this is WLDW, and the Patriots, 2-4 overall at 1-3 in league action, meet on the grid at Cass City tonight with the Red Hawks. Also, 2-4 overall and 1-3 in league action, Unionville Seaboyne is out to compensate last week's 14-0 shutout loss at the hands of the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers. Cass City is shooting to improve to 3-4 overall after taking down Harbor Beach last week, 20-14. Anticipate a game of slipping and sliding tonight. What's that Paul Simon tune when he needed it? As the turf at Cass City is already at least a little moist right now, and kickoff tonight, at that time there is a 51% chance of showers and thunder. In the dry shelter of the press box, the Ramsey broadcast crew, including Clark Ramsey and Dave Hansen, bring the action to you. The excitement begins tonight with a pregame at 6. They kick it at 7 o'clock tonight as these two evenly matched teams go head-to-head, the Pats and the Red Hawks, on WLDWSports.com and Cruise 102. A federal appeals court has ruled in favor of athletes at Western Michigan University. They sued to play sports without getting their COVID vaccinations, citing religious reasons. The appeals court declined to freeze a decision by a judge who said WMU's vaccine policy likely violates constitutional rights to follow a religion. The Houston Astros and Tampa Bay Rays were winners in the first two AL Division Series games. Astros coasted to a 6-1 win over the Chicago White Sox before the Rays blanked the Boston Red Sox 5-0. And in Thursday night ball, the Los Angeles Rams have rebounded from their first loss of the season. Matthew Stafford threw for 365 yards and a touchdown as the Rams defeated the Seahawks 26-17, improving to 4-1. Your Morning Sports Connect, this is WLDW, where you can click sports at thumbnet.net.